This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA annual 2020 production and January supply demand reports. Let's start with corn. USDA reduced the size of the 2020 corn yield a surprising 3.8 bushel per acre to 172. That took production down 325 million bushels to 14.182. The crop was shrinking in the November crop report after literally running out of gas as soil moisture levels were depleted during the end of the last growing season. It is not too early to note that those soil moisture levels have had no recharge and that we have La Nina conditions here just like in South America. The Plains states and western Corn Belt are still in full-fledged drought. I've not started to empty my corn bin yet, but the FSA did not measure it up well for average yield. We assumed a smaller crop. Beginning corn stocks fell 76 million bushel to 1.995 billion in production, another 325. USDA sees rationing needing to occur to kill demand for 50 million bushels of feed use, 100 million bushels for both ethanol crush and exports, to get a 1.552 billion bushel carryover. Quarterly stocks were only 11.322 billion, a whopping 379 million bushels below the average trade estimate. I think that China may come in for another 200 to 400 million bushels more corn, which could be deducted from the carryover. That would take us down to very critical supply. USDA reduced Brazil's corn crop by 1 million metric ton to 109, and Argentina's corn crop by 1.5 million metric ton to 47.5. Both are optimistic. These are conservative reductions, most likely overstating potential with the reality of the La Nina. We have the cheapest corn in the world and are the residual supplier. Ukraine, Brazil, and Argentina are sold out, and Chinese corn is trading well over a dozen dollars a bushel. The U.S. ethanol and livestock industries are going to be in one of the fights of their lives as they compete for corn supply. Corn and soybean crops will both want to buy acres. Brazil had to import corn to get to their new crop supply, and so will we. There will be a premium for early harvest. Limit up was no surprise, which is why I noted the limits in our morning report. I am long both old and new crop corn futures with the cash in the bin. Monthly chart resistance is being blown out in corn. Next, we look at soybeans. The USDA estimates the 2020 yield at 50.2 bushel per acre, off a half a bushel from their last estimate. Along with a slight trim in harvested acres, that reduced soybean production 35 million bushels to 4.17 billion. That took the soybean ending stocks down to 140 million bushel pipeline supply. Quarterly soybean stocks of 2.933 billion was near the average trade estimate. We're going to carry in 4.135 billion bushels and add 30 million from imports. That was up 20 million, just as I suggested, for a 4.695 billion bushel carry-in supply. They boosted the crush 5 million and exports 30, while deducting 14 million from the residual to net their 35 million bushel reduction in usage. The bottom line here is that they're going to take our supply down to sweep the bends before the next harvest, and there had not better be a major new crop threat. I do not know what the beans in my bin are worth, but they can sit there until buyers beg me for them. I'm also long both old and new crop futures. USDA left Brazil's soybean crop unchanged at 133 million metric ton and reduced Argentine production by 2 million to 48. The history of La Nina is that Brazil gets by better than Argentina. This has been an exceptional La Nina in regard to the impact on Brazil. The soil moisture deficit in the Mato Grosso has been their worst in history, so their production will be negatively impacted. The crop down there is made in February and March, which is why the USDA is slow to act. I think South American production is overstated, and with just a 140 million bushel carryover, we have none to spare. Monthly chart resistance is blown out in soybeans too. USDA says that China will import 17.5 million metric tons of corn and 100 million metric tons of soybeans. They're still behind. Both are understated. Soybeans had a 70 cent limit that was not hit, but USDA is not all in yet on the bullish fundamentals for soybeans in these reports. USDA thinks farmers planted just short of 32 million acres of winter wheat compared to 30.4 last year. The winter wheat crop will be the first to contend with La Nina. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.